Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Kate Goodall, Chief Operating Officer of SNR Foundation.
And I'm Scott Greenberg. I am the Account Director for SNR, and I work with Sage Communications.
And these two awesomely creative and ambitious, in this case, people are putting together a really fun event out in Georgetown. You guys are taking a mansion on Saturday, October 10th, and you're converting it into an all Game of Thrones themed party. Explain what you have going on.
Yeah, that's right, Jason. We're taking Halcyon House, which is in Georgetown. It overlooks the Potomac River, and the Key Bridge comes right towards you from the back garden. We're creating different lands inspired by the show in each area of the house. So we've got
different kingdoms,
a marine kingdom where we have fire breathers, and it's all sort of Moroccan. We have a Bedouin tent and Moroccan inspired food and drinks, open bar throughout. The back part of the house is also going to be an ice wall. So we've got the frozen north, and there'll be lots of frozen desserts and delicious themed goodies there. Then when you walk into the main house, you'll be in sort of King's Landing inspired space, which will include the Iron Throne. That's where the dance floor will be, as well as the VIP area. Do you watch the show? Do you know Hodor?
Yeah.
So Hodor is coming over from England, where he is actually a very famous DJ in his own right.
Just for this event.
Just for this event. And he's going to be our DJ. So it's going to be really, really amazing.
Was he a DJ before the show?
He was known as a DJ. And then he took this gig as an actor for this little show.
For this little show that just won all the Emmys. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, I mean, do you guys both watch the show?
Yes.
I mean, isn't it funny how TV works? I feel like some of the better seasons were definitely before that didn't win, and now finally it's almost like the makeup award because
sure.
You're competing against the Mad Men's and the Breaking Bad's. It's funny how award shows break out. You know, you don't always win for your best season. That
you could say the same of Lord of the Rings and the Oscars.
A lot, yeah.
They got it all at the last one.
That's a great analogy. Fellowship's probably. I don't know. I always like the first one, but all right. But two has Gollum. So anyway, all right. We're getting sidetracked. But we'll do the Lord of the Rings mansion next year or something.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, back to the Game of Thrones mansion. Is decorating currently underway right now?
Decorating,
I mean, it's got to take a lot to do these kingdoms.
Decorating is currently underway. There are tapestries going up everywhere, tents being erected, frozen ice being tested, and the final assembling of the Iron Throne, which, of course, is a really big feature where people can take photos. And another really big, important part of this party is that people really go all out with their costumes. Right. You can go to the website, www.nightnouveau.org, and check out last year and the year before and how people played with those themes. People get really crazy, and it's part of the fun.
Is this the third year?
This is the third year.
Okay.
And
what were the previous themes?
So the first year was film noir murder mystery. People
Love
got
it.
Shot and fell downstairs and had a lot of fun that way. last year was a surreal party. So we had people with like apples in front of their faces. Someone had eyeballs all over his body. It was just, people really
normal
have a great time. Just a normal night in a historic mansion in Georgetown.
Is it always in the same space?
We have been at Evermay Estate before, and this year we're at Halcyon House.
What is that?
Halcyon House.
Halcyon House. Okay. Mm-hmm. You said the Key Bridge. Everyone knows where the exit steps are. FSK Park? But where's the...
So if you're coming at it from the Key Bridge and you see the exit steps to the left, Halcyon House is up and to the right. You will never miss it again now that I've mentioned that. You'll drive across the Key Bridge and see Halcyon.
I'll say King's Landing, right there.
There you go. And it's actually, Halcyon House is one of the headquarters for SNR Foundation, which is what this party is an aid of. So it's for a good cause. And the foundation supports talented, emerging individuals in art, science, and social enterprise.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and everyone is invited to dress up. What costumes should they... What are some ideas for? Throw some ideas for
So them. We're going with Game of Thrones-inspired cocktail, mm-hmm. and Saks Fifth Avenue has actually been kind enough to do a look board. So if you need ideas, you can go there on our website. You can also look at the photos from the past years, so you can see how all-out people really go. But it's really up to people's interpretation. What does Game of Thrones-inspired cocktail mean to you? Just don't bring any weapons, please.
Yes, please. What's the connection with the mansion?
Yeah, so the founders of SNR actually own Halcyon House and are kind enough to let us use it for this really fun evening.
Gotcha. Did you? How did you guys come up with the idea of Game of Thrones? Because you had the noir and then the surreal. Like, do you guys sit, you know, have a meeting once a year and say, what's the hot thing this year?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We think about what would be really fun, what would draw the most people, what would be the most fun decor, what's current. So if you want to come brainstorm with us next year, let us know.
I'm down. What are the logistics of it in terms of what does it cost? What time do you show up? All that stuff.
Yeah. So doors open at 7:30 on October 10th, 10:10, at Halcyon House in Georgetown. You do need a ticket. So you have to go to www.nightnouveau.org to get a ticket. They're $200. And as I said, it all goes for a good cause.
So it's it's not a super cheap night out, but
get an open bar. It's for a good cause. Right. You get to have an absolute blast, amazing food, and Hodor is the DJ. Should I say that again? Hodor is our DJ.
Exactly. And the way to look at it is if you're going out in Georgetown, you might drop.
Exactly.
Some young folks here might drop some money at the bar. So, put it to this instead and it's an open bar.
Exactly.
All right, cool. How did you get involved with it, sir?
I am on the Night Nouveau Planning Committee, which has been a great experience. There's a lot of movers and shakers in the young professionals community all coming together to support a good cause. And, we all kind of brainstorm our connections and we see how can we raise money? How can we help out with ticket sales? How can we secure a champagne sponsor? And if anyone knows of a champagne sponsor, let us know. No, don't put that. The Night Nouveau Planning Committee has been a very positive experience and a really great way to meet a lot of up-and-coming young professionals who are doing major work in our community.
Take me through, chronologically, through the night. So, let's put our listeners in the experience. They'll show up at, you said, 7:30?
Yeah, show up at 7:30.
What's kind of the, itinerary?
Yeah, so they'll show up at 7:30, and they'll be led upstairs through the house out into the back garden, which is where, you get this tremendous view of the river and the Key Bridge, and everything will be lit up. They'll be able to just walk right by the fire breather. I'm going to reveal all our secrets, but there's also going to be a belly dancer wandering around the garden, a massive Bedouin tent that's just going to be decorated with tapestries and Moroccan-inspired details. And out in that garden, there'll be plenty to sort of eat and drink, specialty cocktails and some wonderful food. Then they can sort of explore the rest of the grounds and the party, which, as I said, is decorated in different kingdoms. And at about 9:30, that's when Hodor will be going on. Before that, we'll have some background music, and things will really get heated up at that point. I think people will have an absolute blast dancing. We've got a massive dance studio. 300 people can be really comfortable having a great time in there.
Could we hear him spinning on the DJ? Could we hear the theme, the Game of Thrones theme?
That's a really good suggestion.
I'm telling you.
Remix.
Are you glad he came in?
Yeah.
There's ideas everywhere. Those Nerve Center. That's cool. In terms of, this is the third year. In terms of the previous years, what have you guys seen in terms of attendance? Like, what are you expecting?
Yeah, we're expecting this to be the biggest year ever. Mm-hmm. We started in 2013 with about 150 people. Okay. Last year, we got to 200. And this year, we were hoping to raise that up again. Again, it's all, we support, as a foundation, we support talented young people. So we want, young people showing up for this and being aware of everything that we do. It's just a really amazingly fun party.
What's sort of the makeup of the people that show up? Or is it mostly Georgetown folks? Is it people from all over? What age range? Kind of thing.
It's folks from across DC, mostly younger, I would say sort of 21 to 40 age range, although we get people,
Game of Thrones watchers. Right?
We get people who are more experienced than that.
Right.
And they're generally sort of artistic or creative types because they really get into the themes and enjoy the dressing up part as much as they do every other element of the party. But having all these amazing people in their costumes wandering around makes it even better because they're part of the art, they're part of the atmosphere, which is always what I look forward to.
Yeah, in just 2 years, the event itself has a reputation of its patrons going all out with costume design. Even year one, year two especially, with the surrealist theme. And year three, we are so excited to see what our attendees are going to come up with some major costumes and major outfits.
Talk about how this could tie into their Halloween costumes. Talk about how you could knock them both out at once.
If you come to the Game of Thrones party on October 10th and you design a really great costume, you've knocked out your Halloween costume right there. You don't even need to worry.
Yeah. Save time and money.
Yes, it's brilliant.
That's cool. You can save time and money getting there your costumes. Go. And that's awesome. Anything else you guys want to say? What about the food? Who's contributing the food and the drink?
Yeah, we have Sushiko and Dakaya. We have Shake Shack. We have, you know, it's sort of the whole range from kind of hot cuisine to like really great fast food. And you can get everything from crab cakes to sushi to hamburgers to Dolce Gelati is, you know, one of the frozen treat contributors. So there's just going to be a really wide range for all tastes.
Will there be, I know the guests are encouraged to dress up. Will the, you know, the staff and the people putting on the event, will they also be dressed up?
Yeah, everyone gets...
Can you go see Joffrey if you show up? You
know? Everyone gets into it, and including the restaurateurs that are represented. In fact, like Dolce Gelati has created 5 new sorbet and ice cream flavors specifically for this. So they have like dragon's blood and, you know, you're not going to taste these flavors again anywhere else. And a lot of the other restaurants are doing the same thing. They just get really inspired.
Awesome.
And it's always been a topic in staff meetings as to what everyone's going to be wearing. It's always a focus point, you know?
Right. Well, it sounds like a really fun event.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add? Are we missing anything?
I think the big idea is that this is a historic Georgetown mansion that's being converted into a truly phenomenal Game of Thrones-inspired wonderland. As soon as you walk through those doors, you disappear into Game of Thrones. You become part of the show. You become part of everything. And you're going to see some amazing things, and you're going to have one of the best times that you're ever going to have at a DC party.
Sounds like it. All right, well, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome time. Just before we go, could you just remind our listeners how they actually can get tickets and find out more information?
Absolutely. So anyone who wants to get tickets or take a look at past events can go to www.nightnouveau.org. Should I spell it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so that's NIGHTNOUVEAU.org.
Well, it sounds like a really fun event. So we encourage our listeners to come on out and have some fun with some Game of Thrones, inspired by Game of Thrones. So thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.